You know, the first one I sent you has the date of, that our next meeting is gonna be in May 2019. I think you got it correct.
Okay, right now I have things available for people to sign in, but I have no one in the waiting room, Tim.
No one in the waiting room.
Which means, does their computer say you're in the waiting room? One second. Okay, we are recording.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Thank you for attending. Please wear your mask at all times. Stand. United States of America.
Which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let's turn this public hearing to order. For recording's sake, I would like to introduce planning board members. And if one I point to, please tell us who you are.
Tom Bowler.
Lynn Stone.
Dave Marco.
Alex Stewart.
And I am Tim Kelly, chairman of the planning board. We also have our town board members, some of them here tonight, most of them, I guess. And if you please just yell your name out if you're here.
Larry Rader.
Dick Bryant.
Kathy Wilkinson.
Okay, we also have Matt Johnson here this evening. I'd like to thank all the planning board members and especially the Tug Hill Commission for all that they've helped us with and formulation of this update to the comprehensive plan. The copies of the plan are available here and are also available on the website. The Zoom meeting is being recorded and will be available later on the town website. I was going to go over the rules, but it's pretty much standard. Raise hand, be recognized, speak up clearly. First, because we have a mask on this one, we have to do that in a 2-minute rule. Any discussions only concerning the comprehensive plan and no other issues? I think what we'll do is we'll just start at the beginning and start reviewing it. If anybody has any questions along the way, either the planning board members or Matt can answer the questions. If that'd be easiest way, then you can want to do it.
I can make a quick comment, Tim. The version that went out on the internet has a big mistake in that it didn't have page numbers, which was my fault. That's a terrible way to try to review it.
Probably need to mute yourself.
There are some copies on the table that do have page numbers, so I don't know if that's going to come into play or not, but if it doesn't work to not have the page numbers, there are copies that do have page numbers.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments at this point in time? Okay, let's start at the very beginning. Comprehensive plan for the town of Amboy, Sligo County, New York. This is back in draft for discussion only. We don't make any necessary changes before it is final. The final draft will be sent to the town board and be approved. Just start scrolling down the pages.
I know it's pertinent that for enforcement officer, you have Wayne Hall and you have the enforcement officer.
Very good, thank you. Wayne Hall is no longer the enforcement officer.
Yeah, please appreciate the law.
Okay.
That's why we want to do it. As soon as you see something, Bruce Walker needs to be taken off. Myrna is now the regular member.
Who would the enforcement officer be?
Ron Munson.
And how do you spell that?
M-A-R-S-B-E-N. Any other corrections through there? Okay. To the introduction, we haven't been so far. You want to go through it quickly? Say anything that needs to be updated or changed there? Just let us know. I'll give you a few minutes to go through that page.
In the introduction, should there be something about us, like the 2019 and the 2020? You know, as far as the updating and time frame?
Sure.
Now? I just wasn't sure where, because it talks, you know, it sounds like that we're talking about June 17th, 2015.
We could add, you could add a sentence in that said, you know, that this was the planning board worked on this after that.
People know this was created and throughout 2019 or whatever, and online 2020.
Okay.
I think you're going to be down in the periodic review and update, too.
Any more concerning this page? That will move on to polls. Comments concerning the goals? That one will move right along. History. If you haven't already, you can read that particular section of brief history.
Now, is this the only place people can, you know, let's say, you know, somebody takes this home and sees something they really want in there, and these larges have to happen here? I don't know if people, if somebody has ideas after the fact, whether they would talk to somebody about that, or without going to any of this middle one.
Yeah, there'll be more opportunity to comment because this still would have to go to the county planning department for review, and then the town board would have to hold a final public hearing before they adopt. So there'll be a town board public hearing to try to get more, solicit more comments.
The general purpose for us having it, of course, is the fact that we can go over this stuff. It has been available. It was in the paper at the correct amount of time, 2 days beforehand. So it's kind of hard to keep on doing this over and over again. There has to be some type of into it. And I would think that in that case, it would be the town board public hearing at that time, if there is any more or anybody else interested in it. Anything else? Next several pages are just basically pictures of some of the old pictures. referring to the history. We're going to the community profiles and resources. These, of course, have been updated since the comprehensive plan was first initiated. And they need to account 2010, 2017. Continue on the next page. Again, these have been statistics that we had originally in the original comprehensive plan. For the most part, these have just been updated. I believe the first reference to the information concerning what's happening in 2020 is on page 19.
These are numbers. No, you'll have to get us the heading.
That figure 13, maybe? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's the town of Amboy 2018 priority text. Breakdown for 1,000 on that particular page now.
Figure 12.
All right. Is everybody up to that point?
Bring the figures or tables? The table numbers. Okay, figure 12.
Pardon me?
I was just looking at the figures and I wasn't finding it. I can't figure 12. Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has everyone reviewed up to that point? We'll continue on with figure 15, which initiates the 2010 figures and 2018 figures. Again, continuing with for your 16, 17. And 18. Everybody's okay after that point. Let's go to the transportation page. And start through there.
I would add your paper 23.
We need resources and amenities. brief description. We'll just check through possible errors or updates. Okay, we're all set with that. Let's start the strategies. Everybody on that page. Develop a snowmobile parking trailhead lot. Encouraging the development of tourist accommodations, create an official roadmap, consider the designation of minimal maintenance roads. Question concerning those strategies. Next, land use issues and policies.
On the maps, that's the M.
Yes.
As
of right now, they're at the end. They're kind of hard to intersperse because of the way the text flows, but we could try to do that.
No, I was just curious if there was definitely going to be a problem.
I think they come back at the end of the day.
Well, you reference materials at the end.
Yeah. And we'll continue to try to format this a little nicer. Obviously, page numbers, but we'll try to get the pictures and, better organized and have everything. We'll try to look a little better. It's kind of an ongoing process.
Description of floodplains, wetlands. Continuing on with speech books, hydro soils.
There's a lot of discussion about the floodplain maps. It's like the Albany has found in that several times. I don't know if they've ever been fully straightened out or not. Because at one time, like Holly's parents lived over here, they're up on a hill and they head into the floodplain, so they couldn't go home. So that sort of thing should be straightened out for anyone new coming to the area that wants to build in a certain area and find out if it's been straightened out, whether it's a floodplain.
Okay, you're referring to the maps themselves on that?
Yeah.
When we get to that point, have you noticed that the maps are correct?
I haven't gotten that far.
Okay. We'll keep that in mind as we get to that point then. But as far as the wordage, everything looks pretty good there at all. Okay, continuing on with policies, development taking place, and what they use, and so on and so forth. Everybody okay with that so far? An important segment here is maintaining employee rule of character. Kind of put an emphasis on that, make sure that those first and foremost, and most of the residents use. I believe, of course, we might have growing pains, but we still want to maintain that rule of character. Vertical road network, continuing on. And then we've got agriculture and working lands. Means of protecting and preserving agriculture.
There is a blank after ag district in the second from the last paragraph, talking about which ag district is in the town. It should be, should say 11, ag district number 11. So we can add that in.
Very good. Next section, commercial development. Returning to home-based businesses. The next heading, residential development. Taking into account historical patterns of residential development. Reasons for the existing pattern density. Variety and residential development manner, excuse me, patterns. Followed by a variety in residential dwelling types, accessory apartments, and touching on manufactured homes. Thank you. everyone pretty much up to that point. Not please say so, and I'll wait a few minutes till you get there. Okay, everybody is at this point. Let's continue on with Hamlet's Crossroads in 1906. Topographic map. And explanations. Any questions so far or comments? If not, we can all be on the policy, starting with rural character. Statements there. Moving on to critical road network, commercial usage.
Number 11 shouldn't be, that should be a heading, not a number policy. That's a formatting error.
Agricultural and working.
That would be a heading, and then you have the next one would be 11 and 12.
Commercial uses, residential uses. Section of Hamlets and Crossroads. And then again, the description of land use laws that are now in effect, and they did go into effect. everyone is up to that point. Let's continue on with the glossary. Explaining the different terms that have been used. Moving on to Appendix A, Historic Resources Inventory. We want to make sure that we get this right.
Number 2 and number 5 are gone.
Number 4 is basically gone too.
Yep.
By the outflow being developed into a viewing.
But the lodge is gone.
From the
right.
No, the lodge is still there, but it's owned by.
It's not Girl Scout anymore.
It is not. But I don't believe it's called Girl Scout Drive anymore. But I don't remember what the new name is.
It sounds very, very different to me.
Yeah.
We can get that information to you.
Okay.
Right.
One that may be missing that we could add in if you want to do is our firm. It's the last from the
Well, the part it was, but not where you live.
The house was originally behind where our garage.
Or the wall was there, but the Jameson house was up on the corner.
Well, Nick was probably there when they built it.
Well, I stood there for years, the old house falling down. There was a whole bunch of people died from the Spanish flu in 1918. And the house was vacant for years. And that was up on the phone. Also, there's an article in the Historical Society where Fred Jameson, the last one, he got killed on a mobile that phone came in. But that was sort of part of the Jackson house was found where we were in the balls.
Well, that was the house that I lived in,
the house
that was behind
that. But Jameson house is a big house, part of Clarence Brown. And it stood there for years this weekend.
Now I'll double check on that situation. And there's a question on 19. It's just a duplex. No longer known as the sign pass yet, but that was there at one particular time.
Well, it was a little store, urban store. In 1950, we got an open field of horses because of the terrible shape of the dirt roads. Our milk and neighbors' milk.
Well, should that be known as that then? That
That's up to whoever owns it, I suppose. I don't know, but it was urban store for years. Older gentlemen used to sit on the top steps and tell stories and what happened years ago and complain about what was happening now, all that sort of thing. Hmm. It was Brown store before that, it was back 120 years ago. And also over on across the corner, the kitty corner, there's another store there. They took that down when they put 69 to it. And there's two stores in there, that's in there. Tracy's garage was across the road before you put 16. Kind of busy back then, we go up sometime and blow firecrackers and everything take out.
Are there any others you'd like to add to this list? I think you believe it should be any more.
I'm not saying anything to know. It was a different, you know, years ago, Grand Shaw was just in back before the sludge shed is now. And that's where the sludge shed started out, actually. It was foregone in the early 90s. But that was a gathering place for the community. They used to have fish dinners up there on Friday night. And that's not good. The Grand Shaw.
Let's go on to Appendix B, implementation of the papers. Anybody in unison on that? Okay, the next section is the town of Amboy survey results that we sent out in 2014. These are all the questions and what percentage return answers were to help get it. That's pretty much self-stated. So we'll go on to the registered business entities. This list was contracted about approximately the same time, 2014.
Thornwood is in Williamstown.
Excuse me?
Thornwood NX is in Williamstown.
Check off and put that in.
Email auto sales.
Yeah, it was a little difficult compiling this list, not knowing exactly where these particular businesses were because they either had a Camden, Williamstown parish address, possibly.
Amboy Auto Sales is closed. Well, let me say it differently. He's not actively operational at the moment, but every once in a while there's a car out there still.
Car is in substantial.
Again, many of these are taken as legitimate businesses, entities, meaning that they were registered in the state.
They were. I would add to the Amboy Environmental Education that that's part of the cooperative extension. It's not something operated by Amboy.
Is that Matt?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. continuing through the list, going into lodging, restaurants, and campground. Any corrections there?
Emailing the person that does say that. But should it be listed on our plan?
Any additions? No more comment. We'll go to Appendix C, the maps. We don't have any maps.
We could certainly add under specialties of the bank.
There are copies of the maps I think in those two.
I'm sorry, Gabby, what did you say?
I said under the specialty, maybe we should add the food bank, which is operated out of the Methodist Church.
Right. Any more? Need a map?
We don't have one.
Since you've got it, you want to take one of the learners about any questions concerning those. I turned over to Verna.
Thank you.
Well, everybody got a map, you can see.
Everybody got a map?
No.
Okay, the first map is the roadside jurisdiction.
Did you look at that?
And that was the last update in 2018. If there's no questions on the map of roads, our next map would be the population hotspots in the town.
Thank you.
And that map was updated in 2017. Let me give you a minute, Kathy. The hot spot would be the second map. Okay. Our third map is the zip codes that are located in the town of Amboy. That's what they did on this in 2015. We went under six different zip codes.
57.
Should it be seven? Mm-hmm. Am I reading my listing around here?
Do not have parish listed for sale.
Parish needs to be included.
You need to add parish to the list. School district would be our next map, updated in 2019. As you can see, 90% of our town is in the Altmyer-Grady Town District. Any questions or comments so far?
No.
All right, our next map is publicly owned lands, updated last in 2018. Time any questions? We'll continue on to a assessed land use map, updated in 2018. Questions or comments? Our next map is the Ag District, last updated in 2017. If there are no questions or comments, our next map, updated in 2018, is assessed land use map.
That's a duplication of the prior one. So yeah, we'll take that and somehow that tuck in there. That shouldn't be.
That was just in case there were no questions in comments the first time we get a second chance.
Yeah.
My next map is non-conforming tax parcels, updated in 2018.
So what's non-conforming mean is?
It does not meet our current zoning regulations.
Okay.
Either size, acres. Yeah, either size or less on it.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments on that map? Continuing on, development constraints map, updated in 2019. And if we have no other questions or comments, our last map is our septic system sustainability map, last updated in 2013. Do we have questions or comments on any of the maps? Anything that needs to be added? Is that one going to be in there?
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Mara. At this point in time, I'd like to ask any of the planning board members if they have any questions or possible statements they'd like to make about the comprehensive plan update. So any of our town board members in the room, do you have any questions concerning what we've gone over? Well, it's very nice that you took the time to come to this meeting, obviously. Catherine, would you like to speak?
I'd just like to tell you that on behalf of the town board and obviously the residents, we really appreciate, we know how much work it is in putting together such a plan and really appreciate your time and devotion to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate that appreciation.
Thank you for thanking me.
This is pretty much going to conclude this part of meeting tonight, being the hearing itself. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. The changes and additions have been noted by Matt from the Dugdale Commission. I'd like to thank Bob Baxter from Dugdale Commission for letting the Zoom. And I guess we're pretty well set, unless there's any other questions. This is
We'll conclude the public hearing. Thank you very much.